The report claims that at remote bases like this so-called Yellow House in Albania, members of the Kosovo Liberation Army killed up to 500 prisoners and removed their organs so they could be sold to international buyers on the black market. The report's author, Council of Europe rapporteur Dick Marty, says the crimes were covered up after the Kosovo War.
C'était connu par de nombreuses personnes qui, en privé, vous disaient, mais oui.
It was known by numerous people who privately would tell you, well, yes, we know, but for reasons of political opportunity, we have decided, or we feel, we have the duty to keep quiet.
The report even names Kosovo's Prime Minister, Hashim Thaçi, as the head of the criminal gang that profited from the organ trade and that also carried out assassinations and drug trafficking. Thaçi's party is still celebrating its win in Sunday's election. He says the claims are an attempt to slander the country's leaders.
The report is scandalous.
The scandalous report of the member of the European Council Parliamentary Assembly, Dick Marty, is a document filled with slanders and lies, which recycles 15-year-old propaganda.
Serbia has welcomed the Council of Europe report. Serb forces withdrew from Kosovo after a NATO bombing campaign in 1999. 72 countries have since recognized Kosovo's independence, although Serbia still disputes the claim. James Kerr Lindsay of the London School of Economics has written a book on Kosovo's efforts to gain independence. He says the accusations have the potential to derail that progress.
I think that this is going to make it a lot more difficult for supporters of Kosovo's independence to gain more recognitions. And also we have questions about political dialogue with Belgrade. The Serbian government has said that it's still interested in talking, but if it should prove that these allegations are investigated and there's a case to answer, I think it's going to be very difficult for the Serbian government to continue talking with Thaçi.
The report claims that criminal gangs continued to harvest organs after the war at this clinic near Pristina. And in fact, in a currently ongoing court case, 7 people are on trial for trading in the organs of people living in extreme poverty. Prosecutors claim poor people from Moldova, Kazakhstan, Russia and Turkey were offered up to $20,000 for their organs, but were never paid. Surgeon Lutfi Dervişi is alleged to be the ringleader of the group. The Council of Europe report also links him to the Kosovo Liberation Army's alleged kidnapping and killing of Serb civilians for their organs. He denies the charges. The prosecutor in the current case, Jonathan Rattel, says there are good reasons why Kosovo appears to be a hub for the illegal organ trade.
Post-conflict states where clinics can be set up quickly, the rule of law or the legal regime or health regime is weak, and persons can exploit that and set up a clinic. The opportunity for exploitation of persons by trafficking is immense.
The Council of Europe has tabled the report for discussion next month and will decide then whether to launch a criminal investigation into the allegations against Prime Minister Thaçi. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.